Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a blessed day today. And how are you doing today, Ted?
Austin, I'm wide awake, and let me tell you why. We went out to dinner tonight, found a great little restaurant, and basically walked back to the hotel, and then we got into the hotel, and we got in the elevator, and in the elevator was, you know, there were, I think, five or six people in there, and I got in, and it was so funny because the elevator was crowded, and I thought, this is interesting. So I said out loud, and everybody in there was like either Australian or American, and I said out loud, I hope this elevator can handle the weight. And it went up about two floors, stopped, and dropped like on Tower of Terror about 5 feet.
Oh, gosh.
And then it stopped. Now we're all crammed in this elevator. It's unbelievably hot in the elevator. And we're all looking at each other. Everybody like yelled when the doggone thing fell. We all thought we were like, you know, in hotel hell or something. And I thought, this is nuts. And I looked at everybody. I said, guys, I'm going to start ringing the alarm. And I've tried it. I'm standing right by the pad. And so finally it starts moving again. And, you know, the hotel's like eight stories high. I was getting out on the third floor, and everybody piled out behind me. Everyone says, we're walking the stairs. We're out of this thing. And so I called the front desk. And I said, guys, there's something wrong with the left elevator. I said, it just dropped. And they said, oh, well, how many people were in there? I said, well, I don't know. It was, you know, it wasn't like packed. I mean, we were comfortable, probably six, seven people. And they go, oh, it does that if there's more than six people there. And I said, okay, so this is a normal for you guys. This is okay. They said, well, yeah, you know, the brakes stop it so it doesn't fall all the way. Then it grabs again and it starts going again. But you can't put more than six people. And didn't you read the sign? I'm like, no, the sign's at the back of the elevator. And the elevator had people standing in front of the sign. How would I possibly know that? Why isn't the sign posted out front by the buttons? They said, oh, we're sorry about that, but it happens all the time, so don't worry about it. I said, well, I can tell you one thing, I will not ride your elevator again. So, needless to say, I am wide awake right now. This just happened like minutes ago, so my adrenaline is through the roof right now. So, it's probably going to be a pretty toasty show today, since I'm already aggravated before we got started. Wow.
Well, yeah, whenever you ride the Tower of Terror over there at Disney, they have that one over there with the hotel and the drops. You know, it's kind of a fun ride whenever you do it. But I would imagine in real life, being in a hotel and having that happen, obviously that's not a very enjoyable experience, especially when it's full of people. And, I mean, it's blessed it didn't get stuck or something. I've always thought of that before. That's why I'm not a big fan of elevators. I like to take stairs unless I'm going massively up, you know, where it's just not time, you know, conducive to walk upstairs. Because that's always a thing to me. If you ever get stuck in an elevator, you know, with a ton of people you don't know, and it gets stuck, that would just, I don't know, man, I would just really get irritated really fast with that many people in my space. So a lot of times you take the stairs, you don't have to worry about that. But if you're on the third floor, I guess you can just take the stairs from now on.
I'll be checking out of this hotel first thing in the morning because of that. But what was interesting is, I mean, years ago we were looking at a house out in Montana, and the guy had a disabled mother, and he put a set of an elevator in the house. I mean, he wanted a fancy house, but it had an elevator. So I thought, oh, I'll just ride up to the second floor in the elevator, and it got stuck. And I was stuck in it. And then the lights turned out. So I'm in the dark in a stuck elevator, and I think to myself, this is just about as bad as life can get right now. I feel like I'm in a casket. And so I'm kind of sensitized to the whole elevator thing to start with after that happened to me. So, yeah, Austin, that's how that went for me. So, yeah, you're right, it's stairs from now on.
Yeah, that's where I'd be going with that. There's absolutely no reason to take that chance again, especially in that elevator. But big news today, starting off, this, remember about 2-3 weeks ago, I had the discussion where we got the I had information for basically a Army private who had gotten pulled into a mandatory meeting on discussions on how to handle transgender military cadets and soldiers, essentially, and what to do, and if they basically, a man that is basically transgender and he says he's a female, they're allowing them to use the female's locker room and stuff like that. Huge issues with that. Mathis already said that they were putting an extension on trying to figure out how to handle it, because now they have transgenders that basically want to start joining the Army, so the Army will pay for their entire surgery. I mean, very weird stuff. Well, today, Donald Trump tweeted Wednesday that transgender individuals will no longer be allowed to serve in the U.S. military in any capacity whatsoever. He stated here, after consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised effective immediately that the United States government will not accept, nor will they allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the United States military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical cost and disruption that transgenders in the military will entail. So this is something that, I mean, kudos to him. This was an absolute nightmare. Remember I talked to you guys yesterday or the day before about that, how we have to make a stand on this unbelievably weird, perverted behavior. Obviously, if there's situations where somebody has had some type of gender deformity at birth, which is a very rare case, but it can happen. There's certain things that can go about as they get older and how to address that. This is not what we're dealing with anymore now. We're dealing with a generation that's blatantly going out of their way now to try and force the large majority of the population to submit and capitulate to their perverted desires and accepting their weird behavior. And I am so unbelievably happy that Trump has stood firm on this, and is not allowing these guys to go in the military. Because what's crazy is the one Army guy was saying in the article I talked about a couple weeks ago, that they're going over all these details about how they can't talk bad about them, they can't make fun of them, they have to accept everything they do, any way they act is basically acceptable, if they want to take a shower with the girls, vice versa, that's okay. And they went on to say here that right now the entire U.S. military, the entire, from Coast Guard, Army, Navy, everything, there's right at 1,200 transgender individuals in the military. So we're sitting there forcing the entire military operation to capitulate and submit to 1,200 individuals that have a perverted state of mind that want to be listed as transgender, and forcing everybody else to cater to them. I had a really big issue with that. Not even the moral and ethics side, which was bad enough, but the entire fact that we're sitting back and saying, oh, well, there's 1,200 individuals that like this behavior, so we have to completely and totally cater to them, Dad. So I was really happy that Trump basically reversed this entire gay Obama policy that he wanted to put in.
Well, the gay Kenyan, you know, with the tranny wife, according to Joan Rivers, I mean, that's the whole gay boy, all of his gay lovers up in Chicago, a bunch of them ended up being killed right before he took office. I mean, you need to go do the research, everybody who's listening to me. I'm not making this stuff up. Yesterday, I was checking this other hotel, actually 2 days ago, and the lady who took us to the room, you know, they actually took, you know, helped us with the bags, took us to the room. She was a cute little girl. She started talking like this. Austin, I can't make this stuff up.
Oh, gosh.
And I looked at her, and Sharon looked at me, we kind of looked at each other, and I'm like, that just doesn't seem quite right. That just seems odd to me. And so I was asking one of the other employees, I said, tell me about so-and-so. I mean, what's, you know, I forgot her name. Her name wasn't JoJo, but we're going to call her JoJo. And I said, what about JoJo? And he goes, what about JoJo? I said, what's up with that deep voice? And, you know, he said, don't ask.
Oh, gosh.
And I thought to myself, gosh, you know, this is really kind of crazy, because, you know, you don't really see a lot of that. And usually when they're like that, they're like hideous. But this girl looked actually kind of cute. Then finally he told me later on that she really had been a girl her whole life. So whether that's true or not, I don't know. So, but it's just strange to me how sometimes you start seeing things when you're in other countries that you don't really see that much of in the United States. Of course, you're absolutely right. I am so proud of Trump that he has done this. And hopefully the federal court doesn't stop him. I think he's commander in chief, so I don't think they can do that. But I don't know, man. I mean, these guys, you know, every time he tries to do something, this Ninth Circuit starts going berserkoid. So I don't know, bud. What's your next story?
Well, yeah, and you did mention, I mean, he's commander in chief as far as the military, so I think it would be very, very difficult for them to override him on that. It would have to be something that he basically did that went against some type of, constitutional amendment or some type of national security. I think that's the only way they can actually step in. This aspect of it, when you're dealing, I did the math on it, there's right at 2 million military service members right now through everything, active duty, National Guard, all that. So you're talking like 0.006% of the entire United States military is transgender, and they want us to basically pay for their nonsense. And like I've said before, if somebody wants to engage in that lifestyle, it's a free country. You can't tell them they can't do it. But you sure as heck don't have to force me to try and pay for it through my taxpayer dollars to help you deal with whatever weird stuff you're dealing with in your head, and also to compromise the entire military branches as far as how they activate, what they do, how they operate. Every single aspect of what they do should not be compromised and have to change for these individuals. But also, too, in other news now, this is pretty wild. I talked about in Sweden 6 months ago that a company had basically come in called Biohacks International, and they were doing the frequency ID chips that were implantable. Well, now it's come to the United States. A Wisconsin company now is saying it will be the first in the company to implant microchips in its employees. The microchip will allow employees to do things such as buy snacks at the vending machine, log into computers, use copy machines, open up door locks. According to Reuters, about 50 of the 80 employees at the Three Square Market, a Wisconsin-based vending company, have agreed to an optional implant of microchips. The microchips use a technology similar to the use by the contactless credit card chips. So the ones now that they're using with the credit cards where you see you can tap them, that's the technology they're using. The company, which provides self-service micro markets to business around the world, was inspired by the microchipping taking place in Sweden. The company is holding an August 1st chip party where employees will have the device inserted between their forefinger and thumb using a syringe. The company is offering the chips, which cost $300 a piece, to its employees for free. Of course they are. The chips are about the size of a grain of rice. A professional piercer has to implant it, but the experts say it's easy to take out. Of course it is. They said once implanted, any task involving RFID technology, swiping in the office, paying for food, will be accomplished. Many are wondering if the chip can be used as a tracking device. Basically, one of the individuals of the business said, no, that's not going to happen. There is no tracking ability to it. It's the same thing as the chip in your credit card, which we already know that monitors every single transaction you do. They say that it does not have the actual tracking technology in it, but when I called Capital One up about a year and a half ago, pitching a fit about the card that I got that had a chip in it, told them I didn't want it. They told me, tough, don't use it if I don't want it, cancel it. It was the only option they gave me. I was pretty disappointed with that. And as you guys know now, every single card pretty much has a chip in it. They told me that they do not have tracking devices in them, but you can request to have the tracking device in them utilized and turned on. And I said, well, wait a minute, you just said it doesn't have a tracking device in it. I said, well, no, there's no tracking device enabled. Nothing's working on it, but you can have it enabled, so if your credit card gets stolen out of your wallet, you can find out where it went. So the tracking device technically isn't on, but it's still there, meaning the utilization of this technology to track us and monitor you is going to start happening. They can say it now. They may technically, in this Wisconsin company, they may not have it on. They really may not, and they're not monitoring you, but that shows you that that is the next step, meaning when you go on vacation, when you travel home, when you go drive on the interstate, they're going to be able to monitor everything you do with these things as soon as they turn the devices on. And not only that, you're going to have RFID frequency radiating through your body 24/7, 365 without fail, regardless if you're away from Wi-Fi, cell phones, or other emitters, because these things are constantly going to be turned on. They have to have some type of power supply in order for them to work and basically emit this, even if it's only small amount. It's still going to have that pushing out of it through your body, Dad. So yeah, Wisconsin company, first company now that's going public with this as far as implants. This is the start of the cashless society, and pretty much getting chipped. As we see right now, they're openly bragging about it.
You know, it's funny, Austin, because every time we turn the news on now, all you hear is Russia, 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 Russia.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about this technology with the chips. No one's talking about Wi-Fi radiation. Nobody's talking about glyphosate. The only person talking about vaccinations is me and Kennedy. There are a few other people too, and a few other doctors. Nobody's talking about the economy or Obamacare, the mess that it is, or national security or terrorism or jobs or taxes. All they want to talk about is Russia, 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 Russia. I mean, this thing with these chips has gotten completely and totally out of hand, and you're absolutely right. If this doesn't stop, we're going to be completely and totally monitored. Oh, but that's right. That's what they're trying to do, so don't let them kid you. That's the goal. If they want to monitor anybody and implant anybody, why don't they monitor and basically implant all of these Muslims that are taking pictures of themselves now on video raping children in Sweden? 43% of the victims being raped in Sweden are children. I mean, guys, it's getting worse and worse and worse. A recent study found that 92% of all rapes are committed by migrants and refugees. And remember, they don't allow them to call a lot of what's happening rapes. If they had a need to, you know, release themselves. And so they're not even charged. So they're not even raping. So they're saying the 90% that are actually coming into the courts are all about the migrants. 43% are rapes in Sweden, but 50% of the rapes are child rapes. Unbelievable. Rapes in Sweden have been soaring since the refugees started to take large numbers of Muslims and refugees into Sweden. I mean, this is their background. Most rapists have Iraqi backgrounds, followed by Afghanistan, Somalia, Syria, Gambia, Iran, Palestine, Chile, and Kosovo. I mean, are you kidding? Migrants and refugees from Afghanistan are 70 times more likely to commit rape than the Swedes. 70 times, 79 times. Guys, they're videotaping themselves and posting it on our little TV things, laughing as they're raping children. Guys, I'm not going to say anything else. But everything we warned you about was happening in Sweden. They want to bring here, buddy. That's videotaping themselves and posting it now. Unbelievable, bud.
This is exactly what the globalists are trying to do all over the world. Because get this, guys. Just think about this for a second. You have this generation now in Sweden, the actual indigenous population, the Swedes that are living there. They're getting used to this. Whether they like it or not, they're getting used to it. It's being normalized. You have over 90% of the rapes now are from migrants, which means almost everybody up there in some way, shape, or form has been affected by a rape from a migrant. When you start looking at the population in Sweden now, which means somebody knows somebody or somebody has a friend or somebody has a family that has been raped or at least sexually assaulted by one of these guys. If the numbers do not drop off dramatically, which they do not look like they're going to right now because they're literally allowing this to happen, they're not allowing the civilians or citizens to carry firearms, they're not calling it what it is. Most of the time, as Dad said, they're not calling it rapes. They're calling it like a mild sexual assault, or a lot of times they're getting off with it and they're saying, oh, well, this individual didn't know what the word no meant, so it was a miscommunication, so we're just going to chalk it up to that. Poor communication, bad dialect. If this continues to happen for another 15, 20 years at this rate, it's going to become normal. They want to normalize this perverted pedophile raping behavior. If they allow that to happen, Sweden is going to turn to an absolute hellhole, and I'm not using that word loosely. It will turn into a nightmare because the population of Sweden will actually grow to accept being raped on a daily basis by these sadistic Muslims that are coming out of the Middle East. Because remember, the Muslims don't have one and two kids like the Swedes have gotten down to now. They have 7, 8, 9, and 10 kids. Once a lot of these Muslims start getting a lot of these Swedes pregnant over there, you're going to start having a very mixed race because they're going to be brought up in this. So then you're going to have these rape babies all over the place. This is going to start happening. This happened in every single society this is allowed to have happen. Then it's going to be normal. So the rapes aren't even going to be a bad thing anymore. It's going to be, oh yeah, well, I got raped last week by this one guy that came in, and so it is what it is, but I don't know. I'm talking to this other guy. I hope his friend doesn't rape me when we go out out this weekend. You guys think I'm joking. I'm not. That's where they're trying to push it. They want to take it to that level of debauchery. So as Dad and I have always said before, back to Genesis chapter 6, every thought of every man is evil. And it's not going to be the Swedes' fault. It's going to be the globalists' fault from bringing that in, and it's going to normalize it so fast and so aggressively because they're intentionally forcing these guys to capitulate and deal with it by not allowing law enforcement to do their job, by not allowing the citizens to protect themselves with lethal force. The Dad said the other day with the Greeks, talked to the one guy, and whether we know it's accurate or not, we do know Greece has not had a high level of rapes over there from the Muslim community. They said that taxi driver, the Uber driver, you said, Dad, they basically said they started having them raping girls over there. They take them back and cut their throat and let them lay there. Police didn't even do anything about it. It is what it is. Okay. That gets your attention real quick. If you want to be a degenerate Muslim and come to another country, you see one of your boys get his throat cut when he raped one of your friends or one of his friends. That's not fun anymore. That's really not cool. I probably shouldn't engage in that behavior. I don't care what language you learn. You'll figure out real quick what happens when you do that. And that's the same thing that Hussein did over in Iraq, the same thing that Gaddafi did. And I'm not advocating that behavior, guys. I'm not saying it's good to have to kill people. It's not at all. It's not something I wish on anybody. But that culture, for some reason, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them, that's the only thing they know. So unless you start doing that and get them under control, they do exactly what they've done in Sweden now, where literally rapes are turning a normal occurrence on a regular basis. And it's not by chance that 92% of the rapes are being committed by immigrant Muslims that are coming in there, Dad. That really, really irritates me with that now. I mean, that's bizarre, man. That's really sick. And they're videotaping on top of it all. And it's kids. Well, don't get any worse than that.
But remember, and I'm not saying this is right, because I think this is absolutely horrible, but the way Saddam Hussein did it, he had rape squads. And if they raped one of the women in the Middle East, he sent the rape squads in to rape their entire family in front of them. And you think, well, God, that's awful. Well, guess what? He stopped all that mess over there, and he got it back under control. And that's why we created a giant power vacuum, and we got rid of that dictator, because he was God. He was worse than the rest of them. But it's a sad part about it is, Harris, Austin, this is the kind of stuff that they have to have done to them, apparently, when they're from these backward countries, or they don't get the message that it's not okay to rape people and videotape it and post it online and laughing about it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. By the way, the U.S. government now has meddled by total amounts, has meddled in the elections of 81 foreign countries. 81. Unbelievable. Don Levin of the Institute for Politics and Strategy at Carnegie Mellon performed a study that found the U.S. had directly interfered with the elections of 47 countries on 81 occasions from 1946 to 2000. Although the news report does not say, this meddling has been equally done under Republican and Democratic administrations. And we're sitting here, and Barack Obama, the Gay Canyon, said that Russia had nothing to do with our election. He said it before he left office. He had it investigated. But the Democrats are so bent out of shape on trying to remove Trump out of office, they're doing everything they possibly can. You know, I didn't like the Gay Canyon being in. Everybody on the show knows that. I didn't like it at all. But never did I ever say that he should be removed from power. I said we need to get him out of office and get him out of the election and get done with him. Now, by the grace of God and our prayers and a lot of other prayers from Christians around the country, we were able to stop someone 100 times worse than the Gay Canyon, Hillary Clinton, from getting into the White House. I mean, her primary things that she wanted to get done immediately was to legalize bestiality like they've done in California and Canada, and legalize sodomy with children. I mean, this was what the pedophilia, this is what they wanted to do. I mean, these sickos, man, and these Democrats don't get it, that these are the people they're trying to put into office. And the sad part about it is this. I remember I had a friend of mine who's got a wife who's a Democrat. And I remember I talked to them about sending the kids to Christian school one time. And her response was this. She said, well, I don't want them getting overly Christian. And my response is, what does that even mean, overly Christian? So they're going to do what they say they're going to do. They're not going to take drugs. They're not going to have premarital sex. They're not going to go out and get drunk. They're actually going to be able to work hard, the Protestant work ethic. Where do you draw this line? You don't want them to become too Christian. What does it mean being too Christian? Oh, maybe a religious fanatic. Okay, I got that. Like Jonestown. Okay, that was a big CIA thing, by the way, if you guys want to do some research on that. Doing drug testing on those people down in Jonestown. That's all part of what that was. That's why they had to kill them all before they started finding out what was going on down there. But the reality is this. you very rarely get cults that are running around doing weird things in Christianity, though we do have a few that knock on doors and try to get you to convert and all that kind of weird stuff with these crazy beliefs they have. But they're not weirdos, Austin. They're not going around cutting people's throats if they don't convert. Okay, that's not what they do. So
yeah.
The thing about it is we've got to understand something, guys. We've got to be as Christian as we possibly can. That's why people are always saying to me, well, your show would grow a lot faster if you didn't take such a Christian stance. My response is always this. I don't care. I'm not going to compromise my show because somebody doesn't want to hear about Yeshua or Yahweh. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And I've had other people call me. They said, Austin, they said that I'm one of the only shows out there now that's actually not compromised that started off with a Christian base. I don't care how big the show gets. I know I've got a huge amount of people listening to the show right now. Huge. I know that. Guys, obviously we're doing something right or you wouldn't be listening. Because we're doing everything we can to be as honest as we possibly can and tell you guys what's really, really going on to the best of our abilities. And guys, it's so important for us to be out here and giving you the news that nobody else wants to talk about. By the way, the IT aide to Congressman Wasserman Schultz has been arrested at the airport after transferring $283,000 into Pakistan, a known terrorist country. I mean, this just isn't getting weirder than this. I mean, this is so also, this she also blocked Capitol Police from searching her laptop that was tied to an Iwan. I mean, she said Wasserman Schultz continued to retain Iwan despite knowing for months that he was a prime suspect in security probe. I mean, this is crazy. He's trying to head to Pakistan. Florida Democratic Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz's top information technology aide was arrested Monday, attempting to board a flight to Pakistan after wiring $283,000 from the Congressional Federal Union to that country. He attempted to leave the country hours after the Daily Caller News Foundation's investigation group revealed that he is a target of an FBI investigation and the FBI apprehended him at the airport. Guys, you know, they're all crooked. The Republicans are crooked. Sessions has been the biggest disappointment we've had. I can't believe he recused himself with Trump. I can't believe he did that. I mean, now he wants to step up confiscation of stuff. I mean, he needs to be replaced immediately. I mean, Austin, what's going on? Explain it to me, bud.
No, Jeff Sessions is completely out of control. He needs to be removed immediately. I couldn't even said that any better. He basically is already going into the process of lifting the ban off privatized prisons. They talked about that last year, that they basically were going to start phasing out for-profit prisons. They were phasing them out. Even under Obama, they were phasing them out because it literally is it's creating an incarcerated population. We have over 2 million people in the United States incarcerated. We have the heaviest incarceration rate in the entire world, period. Hands down, it's completely out of control because we've allowed businesses that say, well, we're going to be a for-profit prison, so we're going to basically house people, imprison them, incarcerate them, and we're going to make money doing it. The fact that that ever even went through and was allowed to have happen boggles my mind. Obama, even in his gay wisdom that he had, said this is not something we need to do. We're putting a ban on this. We're phasing them out. Jeff Sessions is lifting that ban now and says, nope, for-profit prisons are a good thing. We're bringing them back. We're reinstating them. We're not banning them at all. We want them to stay profitable because we want to make sure we're hard on drugs and we're hard on the war on drugs. He's completely gone out of control now with the asset forfeiture. He's actually going in now and trying to fight states that have gone in and repealed asset forfeiture laws. Remember, we talked about the other day up north, they're basically saying, no, you cannot have your assets forfeited. They cannot take them from you without a felony conviction that is linked back to that. A lot of states are doing that now. He's going in and saying, no, we're the federal government. We don't care if you even have any type of conviction. If we even think you could have possibly been involved in something illegal at some point in your life, we're taking all your money or your car or whatever we feel like as well. On top of that, he's bringing back in the incredibly ineffective and massive profit-producing mandatory minimum sentences and going even berserk with them now. Per the federal code, for example, he wanted to bring it back in if you have 50 grams of methamphetamines, which, I mean, that's like 2 ounces. I mean, that's a lot, but that's not that much. It's not a drug I endorse. It's a horrible drug. But if you get caught with 50 grams of methamphetamines or more, you face a minimum sentence of 20 years in a state penitentiary. 20 years. So if you're a blithering idiot and you're 18 years old and you're messing around with dope and you shouldn't be, and you get caught with this, you are not going to get out of prison until you're almost 40 years old. That boggles my mind. I don't advocate drug use. I don't advocate recreational drug use, especially hard drug use. But sending people to prison for literally decades of their life for holding a compound that is basically toxic to them and everybody around them does not fix the problem. You need to address why the drug population is blown up, why the heroin epidemic is propped up, why it's exploding. Oh, that's right, because we're bringing in literally hundreds of thousands of kilos of heroin into the country every year, and we're allowing the Mexican cartel to bring in hundreds of kilos of methamphetamines in the United States. Oh, and we're also sending them machine guns via Fast and Furious to make sure they can keep all of their drugs and productions up to date so they can bring in as many drugs as possible. That's what you have to start looking at, guys. Jeff Sessions is completely out of control. For the last 6 months, he's doing everything he can to literally make this country a tyrannical police state, all the way from the police to the war on drugs, all of it now. And this is not something that needs to be going on whatsoever. I really hope Trump puts him on a leash real quick, because this guy is about to make the United States a police state full blown. We've already had issues with it in states, but the biggest issue I have is when this guy starts coming in and saying, no, as a federal government, we're going to override your state asset forfeiture policy that you voted in, that you don't want to have your things taken from you illegally without a conviction. No, we're the federal government. We're going to override you on that now. That is a huge issue that I have with it, Dad. And this guy, I don't know, obviously he's a total globalist puppet. He is doing every single thing textbook style that the globalists love to do as far as bringing in a tyrannical police state. But yeah, this guy's out of control. He needs to get put on a choke chain really fast by Trump.
Choke chain? Needs to be terminated. There's no choke chain. This guy needs to get fired. Trump needs to ask for his resignations. Jeff Sessions should be allowed, because he's been in Congress for a long time, he should be allowed to step down and basically, you know, resign and walk away. But it's like, you know, when he recused himself with Trump, it's almost like he set Trump up. I mean, let's look at the UN for a second, and with these drug things. The UN right now wants to legalize all drugs globally, legalize all of them, okay? Now, if they do that, they can just go unfettered then as far as their transportation of drugs out of Afghanistan and third world countries into the United States and Canada and all over the world as much as they want, as often as they want, for as many dollars as they want, to basically enslave the entire world population, become a bunch of dope heads, pot heads, meth heads, heroin heads, whatever. Everything wants to be legalized. You know, and now the UN, besides doing that, they're rolling out advancements to Common Core to indoctrinate every student on the planet, Agenda 2030. I mean, and Trump told us that he wanted to get rid of the UN. He got rid of the UN. Quietly, the United Nations is rolling out advancements to its objective of undermining the education system globally. Sounds far-fetched, right? Well, meet the new Global Education Institute unveiled by the United Nations in South Korea. The Education Institute was named after former UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and is designed to incorporate higher education with sustainable development. Again, the words, the reason being accorded to the United Nations, it is an educated person that threatens Agenda 2030. Wow. So what they're trying to do is dumb everybody down globally. You got to remember, guys, this Rothschild banking cartel that brought us the League of Nations that wouldn't even get ratified by the U.S. Congress, which brought us the Treaty of Versailles, which caused World War II, that basically put Hitler in power. The same guys that brought us the Balfour Declaration, which forced the Palestinians out of their homeland, and many of over 100,000 were shot and murdered. The same group of people now are running the United Nations, and they want a global educational system based in Common Core to continue to dumb down the entire planet. I guess the Chinese, and I guess the Japanese, and I guess the too many people in Europe are getting too smart for them, Austin, and they don't want to talk about it. Oh yeah, but how about the Germans? The Germans are so bad now in their tyrannical state that they've gotten it in. This is my mom's country. That you say something, if you claim to be a Holocaust denier, now that means you can't have your opinion. If you speak that you're a Holocaust denier, now personally, I believe in the Holocaust. I'm not going to say that I don't, because I do. You know, millions of people died in that war. It was horrible. It was horrible what happened. But here's the thing. if you say you're a Holocaust denier, that should be your First Amendment right. You shouldn't have to be put in prison if you say that, Austin. I respect some people believe we walked on the moon. Other people didn't believe we don't walk on the moon. Okay. All right. I'm okay with that. There's too many weird things that happened on that whole Apollo program to believe the face story of what happened. Do I believe we've gone on the moon? Absolutely yes. Do I think we did it through Apollo? Probably not. But do I believe we've been there? Absolutely yes. I mean, I have no doubt about that. But there's too many holes in that story from 1969. So does that make me somebody who's like crazy, crazy? No, it doesn't. It means that I question the mainstream narrative. Do I believe that John F. Kennedy was shot by a lone assassin? That's complete hogwash. He was shot out of the gutter, is what happened with him. That he had an assassin sitting down in the gutter who ran through the tunnel, and had muddy shoes and muddy boots who was over by a car dealership. That's the guy who shot Kennedy with a kill shot. Read the watch the movie JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. Watch that. Millions and millions of YouTube views. When we started promoting it years ago, it had hardly any. Now it's got millions. I've promoted it on Hagman so many times. JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. Watch it. It'll blow your mind what happened. Guys, everything they tell us is a lie. What was it Casey said from the CIA? We'll know we've done our job at the CIA when everything every person believes is a lie. So guys, if we have a right to question everything they say, it's our right, and that doesn't make us a nut because we're doing it. And if anybody believes that 9/11 wasn't some kind of weird inside job, you gotta look at the facts. And if you think Building 7 fell down by itself, that's more pixie dust, Austin. What do you think?
God. No, you're absolutely right. But that's what they've been trying to do now, if you've noticed, with the mainstream media really aggressively over about the past 10 to 15 years, is first they demonize anybody that questions what they say. If the mainstream media says it, they basically think they're God, which they're not, but they think they are. We said it, we're right, how dare you question the mainstream narrative. Now they've gone so far as, like you've just said, to basically sit there and say, you don't have a right to say anything about that, yet that's not covered under your First Amendment right. Last time I checked, the First Amendment right didn't have any asterisk or any clauses beside it. There is no additions to it. There is no, well, if it offends anybody or people don't agree with you, then you really don't have that right to say it. There's a lot of things people say that I don't agree with. Do I get mad about it? No, I really don't care. You have your own opinion. You can do your own thing. It's not my problem. But to sit here and start muzzling people under basically with threat of going to jail, like you said, in Germany, where people over there now go on mainstream media. I've seen multiple incidents of this happen now. People post videos on Facebook and say, we have a migrant crisis. The Muslims are coming here. They're raping, they're fighting, they're beating people up. We don't know what to do. Then all of a sudden, the next day later, police show up at their door. Hey, you basically said inflammatory Islamic remarks. You can't say that. We're taking you down to the police station to detain you and question you, and we want to know why you feel that way, and if you do it again, we're basically going to arrest you and hold you for an extensive period of time until we teach you a lesson that you will not say anything that we do not deem you can say. That's what they're trying to do here in the United States, because remember, a lot of Europe does not have the First Amendment right, but everybody has to start looking below the surface. As Dad was just saying earlier, nobody's talking about what a lot of this stuff is going on right now. None of it gets brought up. I mean, that's why I was on the Hagman show last night, and I brought up that Somalian migrant Muslim that shot that poor girl in the alley a couple weeks ago up in Minnesota. Mainstream media has not said anything about it. And one thing that even Hagman, Doug, said last night that was so true, he said, if you reverse spun this like we've seen in multiple cases that have never even been this bad, in most cases somebody who's getting arrested for something and they're resisting arrest, or somebody was running and they got shot. If you reverse this and you had a white officer in a police car and a black woman walked up to the car who had called 911 because she was scared in her pajamas, and the white officer shot that black woman and killed her on the spot, you would literally have more race riots, looting, pillaging, burning down cities again, as we saw with Ferguson and all that other nonsense that was going on. There's not anything on the mainstream media about this Somalian Muslim migrant who shot this girl in cold blood. And this wasn't a negligent discharge, guys. This wasn't, he was sitting in the back seat, she was sitting in the front seat, he drew his weapon, popped the trigger with a negligent discharge, shot her through the seat. This wasn't that. And I explained on the show, if you guys didn't hear it yesterday, there's only two options that he was doing in that vehicle. He either had the weapon unholstered in his hand with his finger on the trigger in his lap, which is against policy unless you are about to engage a notable threat. You're not supposed to ride around with your pistol in your lap like you're some thug, which means he was already breaking policy when the woman walked up to the window and said it startled him, which means he had to lean over, point his weapon directly towards the driver of the vehicle, and shoot the woman through his driver window, and this was all because he got startled. Hogwash. Don't buy that for a second. The only other explanation that you could possibly say is even worse is he had his weapon holstered in the vehicle. He bent over, drew his weapon out of his holster because he was startled and shot her doing that, which takes multiple seconds to do as far as drawing from a holster in a vehicle. All of which make no sense at all. If this was a citizen, a concealed carry citizen, and he did this, he would be lucky not to get first-degree murder charges. Not to get them. Driving around with a pistol, somebody walks up to your vehicle with no intent to harm you, no weapon, no anything at all that you could even say looked like she was brandishing a weapon, and you shoot and kill her through the driver's window while you're in the passenger seat, you would be lucky not to get the friggin' death penalty in some states, much less first-degree murder. And they're trying to play this off now by saying the migrants, the Somalian migrants up in Minnesota now, are the victims. They're saying that people basically are saying, well, we don't like you guys up here, and you're demonizing the migrants up here, and we don't like the Muslims up here. And it's the poor Muslims. They're getting the brunt end of this because this guy just made a mistake. He got startled, and he shot his gun. Hogwash, guys. You don't have a negligent discharge in that fashion. You don't get startled and shoot somebody from the passenger seat through the driver's window while the driver is moving. You are not that stupid. There's no way he passed the exam to get through the police board and actually be able to get his certification as a police officer. He couldn't be that dumb. He'd literally be almost in single-digit IQs to be that stupid with a firearm. This guy, in my opinion, I personally think this is one of the first waves of the underground Muslim terrorist groups that have infiltrated a lot of the north up there through Minnesota, Michigan, all those areas. And this guy had gotten into the police force by pretty much because he was a Muslim and people pulling strings to get him in there, and he did not like a female that was not under Sharia law probably coming up to him, speaking to him in a manner that he did not like, and he got mad about it. And being the Muslims the way they are, a lot of times when they are under Sharia law, they always use excessive force for absolutely no reason whatsoever. That's what I think happened. That's why he's not even speaking to prosecutors. He's not even speaking to internal affairs. He's already got an attorney on this. I think this guy, there's a whole other underground issue that's going on with this that nobody's wanting to address, and the mainstream media won't even touch it. They're acting like it didn't even happen, except for the first week. Couple articles here and there, not anything like we've seen from the doggone issue we had down here in Florida with the Zimmerman case. I mean, that was a textbook self-defense case, and that you thought the whole world was going to end, everybody in the United States, with that. And now we have a Somalian police officer shoot a woman in cold blood through the driver's window when he's in the passenger seat. And you guys got to understand what you're sitting here. You're in a vehicle. You're in a passenger seat. You have a driver. He pulled his weapon and drew it towards the driver, which means he discharged that pistol about 5 inches in front of the driver's face. That he's lucky the driver did not drag him out of the vehicle and pistol whip him for doing that crap, especially after he killed that girl. I would have been hard-pressed not to beat him to death if he would have done that in that vehicle with me, especially my eardrums bleeding after having a pistol discharge in a vehicle like that inches from my face. So I'm sorry to go on a rant with that, Dad. This whole issue, I've been doing a lot of looking into it, and I can't get any straight facts about it, and I feel like this whole thing has a whole lot more behind the surface what's going on, and nobody is wanting to address it, especially the fact this guy's a Somalian Muslim who we know large percentage of Somalian Muslims have ties to ISIS and all types of other terrorist groups over there, and we give this guy a badge, now he kills somebody in cold blood, and nobody even wants to address it in the mainstream media.
Well, you have to ask yourself a question. Alright, did he really pass the police exam, or was he just put in a position?
Yeah.
I mean, where did he learn to read to get through a police exam? How did he get through the police academy? Did he go to school in Somalia, which you really don't go to school in Somalia? I mean, how did he learn these particular skill sets to be a police officer? Or was this just one of those things that they needed to have a Muslim in those neighborhoods to work the areas, and they basically trained him verbally and let him take the exam verbally and basically whatever they had to do? I mean, you don't know. We don't know. That's what's so strange that they're not talking about it. In fact, signs are popping up all over Minneapolis now, which says, this is from NBC News, they reported on it finally, street signs mocking the Minnesota Police Department are popping up all around the city over the weekend in the wake of the fatal police shooting of this lady, saying that, warning, Twin Cities police are easily startled. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, this lady's dead now, and so now NBC finally picks it up, but no, a full investigation needs to be done, full investigation. His test scores, how his test was administered, who signed the application, who allowed him to come in, and exactly what you said, Austin, everybody needs to have heads roll all the way up on this, because that guy, dude, I've had a lot of weapons training, and so have you. We both have. I mean, we've crawled underneath cars, shooting live 223 rounds, shooting through windshields, shooting through doors, clearing houses. We've done all of it, you and I together. And you don't discharge a weapon in somebody's face. I mean, how can you be that stupid? I mean, gosh, I remember one time I was taking a class with you, and there was some real hardcore Marine guy, and I was being very careful. I did not muzzle sweep him. And he said to me, he goes, "You be careful." He says, "You muzzle sweep me, I'll shoot you and leave you here for dead." And I looked at him, I said, "Dude, you need to chill it down a notch." I said, "I'm not going to muzzle sweep you." And I said, "Your military training, I'm a civilian. I don't need to do this. I'm paying to be here today." I said, "I'm not going to muzzle sweep you. Just trust me." Because he'd gotten so fed up with people getting muzzle sweeping him. I mean, but I didn't do that, and he was so happy that I didn't do that, but he was just on the edge. When you get trained in weapons, you don't muzzle sweep people, and you don't discharge guns, and you don't reach across the front of somebody's face and shoot somebody twice in the gut. Why would you do something when she's running out there in pajamas, for heaven's sake? So you're right. This needs to get more and more and more stories. More and more media people need to talk about it to try to figure out what really happened. By the way, the United Nations now lying about measles to promote more and more vaccination in Europe. The UN's Health Organization is falsely blaming people who refuse vaccinations for causing the current measles epidemic in Europe. Current measles epidemic in Europe. Newsflash. Immigrants. There you go. Just did it. The World Health Organization is focusing its campaign on Italy, where protesters are outraged at a new law mandating vaccination for children. The facts behind the propaganda are revealing there are, quote, 3,300 cases of measles and two deaths. The pre-measles health of the two that died is not revealed, and deaths caused by the vaccines themselves are discussed, okay, such as infants who contract measles from the vaccine injected into their mother. There is an invariable first rule of propaganda: know exactly what your agenda is, and then design every statement to forward that agenda. The World Health Organization is now touting a measles epidemic in Europe, which there is not. And of course, they're explaining it with propaganda. It's the fault of the people who refuse to allow their children to take the measles vaccine. Oh yeah, they gotta protect everybody and force us to do everything. Guys, listen to me. This measles vaccine's bad news. I had the measles, I had the chickenpox, no big deal. Too many side effects from the MMR vaccine. Too many side effects from that one. That's one of those bad ones that you need to stay away from, period. They know that. They know the adjuvants they're using in it. And remember, you got to remember, we talked about this last week on the show, the CDC sold $4 billion worth of vaccines last year. $4 billion. They market vaccines. They have patents on vaccines. So it's not what you think it is. It's all about reducing the population of the planet and fully integrating the population that's left to form a mestizo group of people, which is what they've wanted now for centuries, to get rid of all different, they don't want different races. They want one group of people that can be controlled. That's what they want. That's the goal of all of these globalists. Guys, listen to me. I love the black culture. I love the Hispanic culture. I love the white culture. I love the Russian culture. I love the Chinese culture. Don't care for the Muslim culture, okay? I love all of these different cultures. You know, I think they all should be culturally different. I don't think that we should infuse any of these different groups into other groups and force people to do it. I don't believe that's necessary because, guys, it detracts from the total population. Now, if somebody falls in love with somebody else from another culture, that's okay if they want to get married to them, but don't make it so it's forced upon everybody. It's not okay, guys, and what it's going to do is going to dilute everything that we have on our planet to create this quote-unquote this George Orwell disastrous nightmare with implants and everybody being monitored. Guys, sooner or later they're going to take this to the next step, and they're not going to allow you to reproduce if they don't want you to reproduce. They're going to allow you to reproduce only if you have a certain child that they want you to have, like a worker bee or a drone, where they can limit the IQ score of that child or limit the ability of that child to have certain type of tactile responses so that child can't do certain types of certain work. They're going to have a leader class, a worker bee class. That's what they want. That's what they've always had with the feudal system underneath the Catholic Church for 1,000 years. The feudal lord could come in, and on the day of a woman's wedding, he could take her to his room and rape her, and it was okay. Guys, they want that crap back. None of this stuff's okay. All of this stuff's a bunch of weird sick stuff. In fact, if you watch the movie with Mel Gibson, Braveheart. Braveheart. That's exactly, if you watch the movie, they do that in that movie. And guys, it's one of those things that we don't want to have that system back where they can just say, hang him from the bridge right like now, like they did in Rob Roy. None of that stuff's okay. And see, the United States, when we said in our Constitution that we were sovereign, we basically made ourselves equal to King George. No one ever done that before to England, because they were all subjects to the crown. Long live the queen, long may they rule over us. What kind of garbage is that anyhow? But that's what they did. You know, I mean, who says stuff like that, okay?
So,
that's what they want from all of us. Long may they want us to spout whether that we should be able to, they should be able to rule over us and rubbish like that. Complete and total nonsense. But I got good news for everybody. Everybody's waking up. We've all said genug, which means in German that's enough, except for the Germans, of course. They say they're basically going to probably put Angela Merkel back in office, and all of those guys who are passing those crazy laws in Germany need to be thrown out, and they need to get their First Amendment rights back. And if somebody doesn't believe in the Holocaust, that's their right. If somebody doesn't believe in abortion, that's their right too. If somebody doesn't believe in whatever they don't want to believe in, who cares? Who are we to tell other people what to do? You can't allow other people to boss you around and tell you what to do all of the time, as long as you're not hurting other people. Now, if you're going out and you're hurting people and you're killing people or hurting animals and doing crazy things, okay. Somebody's got to say, hey, you got to chill out, man. That's not okay. But guys, as long as you're not doing that, you have an opinion like about the moon landings or about 9/11 or about Building 7, next thing you know, Austin, it'll be, if you're a 9/11 denier, we're going to put you in prison.
Yep.
You say, can't happen? All right. That's happening in Germany right now, guys. If you're a 9/11 denier, all right? So, guys, listen to me for a second. Stay frosty. I'm so glad you guys are listening tonight. Today's a good show. I play this one for Sunday night. Thank you so much, guys, for supporting us. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thank you for listening to the show. Gosh, we got one of these fired up ones tonight. Must be me falling, almost doing an elevator trip here, that hotel thing here, you know, Universal Studios, you know, or not Universal. But guys, listen to me, guys. Thank you. I want to thank you. I love you and I appreciate you. It means so much to me that I get to report to you my adventures over here in what is turning into a third world country. Guys, thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. I love you. Austin, go ahead and write the summary up, buddy. I got to go down to the front desk and see if I can check out of this place. Thanks, bud. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, and one other thing, guys, I was just thinking about, you know, I was talking earlier about the Wisconsin company that's chipping the employees. And say for a second, it really is. It's the basic chip to get you in and out of the door, to get you through vending machines, stuff like that. That's all it is. That's not what it's going to turn into. As you guys know, anytime you open up these doors with technology, it always progresses very, very quickly. How do we know that the next ones they're not going to come up with aren't going to have some type of frequency that prevent your body from dropping eggs if you're a woman, or from producing sperm, and they can turn it on? They have it implanted, and they say, no, guess what? You're not being a loyal citizen subject to the government. You're not going to have any more children. We're basically going to flip your chip on, and that's going to make you sterile. That technology is already out there. They already have all the kind of stuff to do this, especially electronic stuff. So when you start submitting yourself and saying, yes, I'll allow you to implant this thing into my body, even though I have no idea what it does or what the long-term effects are or what type of control you're going to have over me with it, it's a very slippery slope. Because, yes, right now, it could just be something to get you in and out of doors and use copy machines. But what's it going to be in 5 years? What's it going to be in 10 years? If we allow ourselves to okay this, to say, okay, we'll do it for this, we'll do it for that, where's the next step? It's what I talked about yesterday in detail with this whole thing with the transgender movement, how they're trying to force us to accept this weird behavior. Not that they want to do it and be okay with it, that they want to force all of us to not just be okay with it. They want us to like it and embrace it. That's the issue that I have. That's why when Trump did this today and he's not allowing the transgenders in the military, I'm so glad he did that. If people want to be in that type of behavior, if they want to go in that type of world and they want to do that, they can do it as much as they want. I can't stop them, but we don't have to allow them into the armed services, nor do we have to use taxpayer funds to do gender mutilation on them so they can feel better about themselves. I'm just real weird about that. I don't like being forced to pay taxes on things that I don't agree with. I like being able to vote, and if I get outvoted, I'll say, all right, good run. It went well. I got outvoted. Let's do it. You guys won. I'm okay with that. I really am. But sitting there and forcing the population to say, no, you guys aren't going to vote on it. It's not your choice. We're going to force you. That's one of the biggest thing I had with the whole Obamacare debacle when they forced the IRS tax mandate in. That's why I said I'm not going to pay it. I have the insurance and I'm not going to pay it. How about that? That's where we're going to go with this. Because if we don't start making a stand with some of this stuff and we just capitulate over and over and over again, we're not going to have any room to fight if we let ourselves get backed into a wall. So, man, guys, yeah, a lot of stuff going on today. We appreciate the support. Thank you so much for the emails. Thank you so much for all the phone calls we get today. And bear with us right now. We're a little short staff. We're going to be getting somebody else in here shortly as well to help with the phones. The phones are just ringing off the hook every day. I mean, people wanting to call up and order and talk, and we really try to do the best we can with customers to spend time with them to make sure they're getting the best they can. So if you are calling up right now over the next week or so, be patient with us. If you have to sit on hold for a few minutes, that may happen. I know generally you guys get right through. We're really good about that. But right now, for the next week, we are going to be a little backed up. So be understanding of that, especially if you're going to call at peak hours around like lunchtime and stuff like that. It's going to be busy. And you can always email me if you want. I'm backed up on emails as well because Dad's not answering them, but I'm getting through them all on the contact form. And of course, you can go on healthmasters.com and place your order and read articles and watch videos and look at the kits we have. We also, today's Wednesday, so product of the week one, if you guys saw that, the Super Potent E is the winner. We put it on sale for over 10% off. That is our incredibly effective mixed tocopherol vitamin E, very comprehensive vitamin E nutrient, really good for lipids, really good for inflammation, incredibly good for the brain and for the heart, and it also helps out tremendously with cholesterol levels as far as bringing up HDLs very, very quickly. So if you're trying to get your cholesterol in a healthy range, if you're trying to get your blood pressure under control, if you're trying to get just overall healthy lipid levels, the Super Potent E is a must. It's also very good for sperm production and also very good for libido. That's why we have it in the Alpha Male Stack that's on the website at the very top right now, because it's such an important formula. So guys, we appreciate it. Thank you for the support. Thank you for buying your multiple through us. If you guys need anything, call us, email us, healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.